Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Roquelon, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Roquelon joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots! The broker never wants it. Sell!
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Roquelon on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Bulls make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
Yeah, you know, I was just listening to that intro thinking, how clever are we that we had Don't Keep Coming Up Short on the Sell of the Week? Unless, of course, you want to be on the short side of things, in which case, well, maybe so. But remember, selling is not necessarily shorting. It's very specifically different art forms. And although sometimes they're the same, or they can be the same, this is the Sell of the Week. And we're joined every week at this time by Charles Roquelon. Now, he is editor of AAII Journal, vice president of the American Association of Individual Investors. And oh, by the way, if you're trying to get educated and about investing and you don't just want to go to AAII meetings, then check out his book. It's Better Good Than Lucky. You can follow him on Twitter, where he is at Charles Roquelon. You can find him here each week. Now, yesterday he was with us for the buy of the week. It was Cincinnati Financial, ticker symbol CINF. Let's see what he's got in store for us today. Charles Roquelon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our sell of the week is
Yum Brands.
Okay, this is going to upset a lot of folks in my audience, because when they hear Yum Brands, the folks behind Taco Bell and Pizza Hut and Kentucky Fried Chicken, they're thinking,
winner, winner, chicken dinner.
You know, so we are not talking about a positive here if it's sell of the week. How can we hate a company that makes
pizza, pizza?
And I know that was a different pizza company, but still, how can we hate Yum Brands?
Well, here in Chicago, we do like our deep dish pizza and prefer it over Pizza Hut. But this really is about what happened last week. The company missed third quarter estimates by 8 cents per share. More importantly, when people think Yum and people who are familiar with the company, one word comes to mind: China. They are the largest fast food operator in China, and that's actually hurting them. They're having sales decline at their KFC locations in China. They said same store sales declined 11% and were flat in the U.S. What's going on with China is late last year, there was a scare concerning chicken from certain suppliers. They were finding high levels of antibiotics, and the company's saying that's still lingering and that's still keeping people away. The question is, and it's unknown whether that's really the case or is there something else going on, but they are having troubles in China. They're saying sales were off again last month in September. As a result, they've actually lowered their full year forecast. But when you look at the numbers, it's not just China. They're actually said same-store sales in the U.S. were flat. So they're not only not doing so well in China, they're not doing so well here. And all that would be a short-term headwind by itself. But this is a stock that trades at 28 times earnings. So you're paying a premium for a company that's not really showing you any growth. In fact, it's hitting some headwinds. To me, that's a bad combination. And it's really a sign that you want to get out of the stock and find something better to invest in.
I half expected you to say good company, bad stock, but it actually sounds like it's a bad company, bad stock.
Yeah, and this is not a company that's going to go under or out of business anytime soon. But I think when you look at what's going on with the company's sales trends, this is a case where you don't necessarily buy what you like. If you like something, research it and then see if the numbers back up your opinion of the company. So you could be a very big fan of Taco Bell, like Pizza Hut, like KFC, but realize that just because you like the company's products doesn't mean the stock itself is attractive.
How ugly could this get? I mean, you talk about a valuation that is sky high, relatively speaking. You're talking about the story of having been China, and we know that the China story, while you can find experts that like it and think it'll play out well, certainly has a little bit of short-term uncertainty. So how ugly can this get?
Well, if we look at the restaurant industry median, it's actually at 24.4. So that's a 15% downside. And that's what I would say is my initial target. And that's on top of the about 7 or 8% drop we had last week in reaction to earnings. I still think there's additional downside. But if you go out 5 years and look at how the stock has traded over the last 5 years, that's a 17.3 multiple. So we're looking at a potential for a very large correction. I would go a little bit more conservative. I'm just going to say it's going to pull back to its industry median. But I think people have to realize there's still that far bigger outlier out there. And I think when you look at some of these restaurant stocks, and it's not just Yum. We recently had Potbelly IPO, and that stock's trading at very high multiples. Sometimes people do place a high multiples on these restaurants because they're familiar with them. They walk in, they see it crowded at lunch hour. But that doesn't mean that overall the growth is there or the valuation's warranted. At the end of the day, this is a restaurant. It's serving pretty basic items. There isn't this very big technological innovation, and it's very easy for competitors to enter in and compete against them at the local level. So I think people, whenever they're dealing with a restaurant company, they have to be very conscious of what multiple they're paying and realize there's a certain floor to what you want to pay for a restaurant company, no matter how good or attractive it is.
Yum Brands, and its ticker symbol YUM, has a dividend around 2%. That is just not worth hanging on to because, well, you know, you may get the income, but that short term is going to be so much worse.
Yeah, absolutely. I think any dividend you get will be more than wiped out by any further price decline in the stock. And it's not a guarantee the stock's going to fall at least 15%. But I definitely think at this point that's warranted and can be very well argued for as being justifiable. And I think when you see that downside risk, even if the market may not necessarily agree with your opinion, you're better off looking for a stock with much less downside than this one.
It is not going to make folks happy, but the sell of the week is Yum Brands. It's ticker symbol YUM. And, well, basically the message here is that maybe you should be chicken about what's going on there. And so we're going to let you be chicken about it. Remember, the buy of the week was Cincinnati Financial. It's CINF. Sell of the week, YUM, Yum Brands. And the guest of the week this and every week, Charles Roteblatt. He is the editor of AAII Journal and the only one who joins us twice each week. Charles, thanks as always for joining us on MoneyLife.
It was my pleasure.
There is much more to go on the October the 16th MoneyLife. Coming up next, it is the big interview. You do not want to miss it when MoneyLife continues.